It's time now for our weekly conversation about ways to explore the Washington region. It's called Get Out There. I'm joined by WAMU arts and culture reporter Michaela LaFrack and DC-ist arts and food editor Lori McHugh. Welcome to the both of you.
Hi. Hey there.
So there aren't many films in theaters this fall, but that doesn't mean there aren't any chances to watch movies. Lori, tell us about some film festivals you can watch from home.
So if you want to get a little bit of every type of movie, I would suggest the Alexandria Film Festival. Their annual event runs through Sunday this year, and it's all virtual, like so many things this year. And it's packed with some documentaries, some short films, some fiction films, you get it. One title from that festival that really stands out to me is this documentary called 9 to 5. And before you ask, yes, it's the true story about gender inequality in the workplace that the Dolly Parton movie of the same name was partially based on. And Jane Fonda, who's another co-star in that movie, also appears in this documentary, believe it or not. So I am a huge fan of 9 to 5, the movie and the song for that matter, actually. So maybe I'll be a fan of this documentary as well.
All right, Michaela, I think all three of us are big fans of the Environmental Film Festival. What movies do they have that catch your eye?
Yes, we are. The annual festival kicks off this special showcase tonight that's running through Wednesday. Normally, as Lori said, they have screenings around town, but this year it is virtual, which means that you can watch from home. And a pass for the full lineup of films is $35, I believe. And they're going to be screening a bunch of award-winning movies, including this one called Okavango River of Dreams. It's by two National Geographic explorers, coolest job title ever. And it's about this river in Botswana and the incredible wildlife that it supports, which I think means a lot of awesome shots of elephants. There's also going to be a discussion with a filmmaker who works for the National Zoo here in DC, and he's made a bunch of movies about wildlife, including lions in India and the effects of oil spills on the deep sea ecosystem. So lots of great stuff from him to check out.
All right, so the fun for film lovers does not stop there. There are other film festivals to keep an eye on. Lori, tell us what else you are keeping your eye on.
So this weekend is also the 6th annual Immigration Film Festival, which includes a lot of movies about the immigrant experience around the world. This schedule this year has a really healthy lineup of short films, which I always really love to see, and that means you can fit more stories in less time. I'm really interested in this film called Sewing Hope, which is this short documentary about a garment worker in Los Angeles who's working to reform the city's fast fashion industry. There's another feature-length documentary that I really want to check out. It's called Day One. It's about a special school in St. Louis for immigrants and refugees, and it follows a group of students there throughout a whole year. So we've got a lot of movies to watch, and now I feel like I just have to narrow down all my favorite picks for this weekend.
That's right. There is really nothing much better than a great movie. Okay, looking forward more generally to the weekend, Michaela, what are you getting up to?
There's a new cookbook store in my neighborhood, Mount Pleasant, called Bold Fork Books, and I'm really excited to check it out. Since Thanksgiving's going to look a little different this year, I figure it's a perfect time to try out some new recipes, and hopefully some of their books can provide some inspiration for me. And it's also just a really great time to shop local before the holidays.
That's so cool. A store just dedicated to cookbooks. I'm excited about
that.
Okay, Lori, what about your plans?
Well, y'all, I also am going shopping. The Hill Center at the Old Naval Hospital has a virtual pottery market this weekend, and they'll have a lot of pieces from local artists. And I really want to buy something, you know, unique, so that when we can finally have people over again, I have a neat conversation piece that everyone can come and compliment me on.
That sounds good. All right, Michaela LaFrack is WAMU's arts and culture reporter. Lori McHugh is the arts and food editor at DCist. Tune in again next Thursday for Get Out There, and you can find additional coverage of arts and culture on our website, WAMU.org, and at DCist.com. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Thanks, y'all.